Continuing with Chapter 27 of Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. For some 20 or 30 minutes, we lay on the ground waiting for the bullet from the SS guard standing behind us. In this position, I knew it was with a bullet in the head that they intended to kill us, the swiftest of deaths, at least, and in these circumstances, the least horrible. In my mind, I imagined my head blown off under the tremendous impact of the bullet fired point blank, my skull exploding into 1,000 pieces. Suddenly, I heard the sound of a car. It must be Dr. Mengele, I thought. The political SS were awaiting his arrival. I didn't dare lift my head to look, but I recognized his voice. An order from the lips of an SS. Doctors, on your feet! All four of us got up and stood at attention, waiting for what would follow. Dr. Mengele made a sign for us to approach. My face and shirt were bloody, my clothes covered with mud as I appeared before him. Dr. Mengele asked us what part we had played in all this. No part, I replied, unless carrying out the orders of the Hauptsturmfuhrer could be construed as guilt. We were dissecting the body of the Russian officer when the incident occurred. It was the explosion that interrupted our dissection. The unfinished autopsy report is still in the typewriter. We didn't leave our posts and were there when they found us. The SS commander confirmed our words. Dr. Mengele looked hard at me and said, "Go wash up and return to your work." I turned and left, followed by my three companions. We'd got no more than 20 steps when a burst of machine gun sounded behind us. The Sonderkommando's life was over. I didn't look back. On the contrary, I increased my pace and returned to my room. I tried to roll a cigarette, but my hands were shaking too much and kept tearing the paper. Finally, I got one rolled, lighted it, inhaled deeply several times, and on unsteady legs made for my bed and lay down. Only then did I begin to feel the aches and bruises that racked my whole body, the result of the SS kicks and blows. So much had happened today, and yet it was only 3 p.m. The fact that I had come away with my life gave me neither comfort nor joy. I knew it was only a reprieve. I knew Dr. Mengele, and I knew the mentality of the SS. I was also fully cognizant of the importance of my work. For the moment, I was indispensable. Besides myself, there was no physician in the KZ qualified to meet Dr. Mengele's requirements. And even if there were, they would be careful not to reveal themselves and make public their professional abilities, for to do so would be to fall into Dr. Mengele's hands and to bring their lives to an end, like every member of the Sonderkommando. They too would find themselves condemned to a lifespan of 4 months.